This is a Sea Jason podcast, and I am Mark Lambie from Keele University in the UK, here with Jeff Pearl from St Michael's Hospital in Toronto, and Jenny Shen from Harbour UCLA Medical Centre. We are honoured to share the findings from our study, focusing on international differences in outcomes for patients receiving peritoneal dialysis. Almost all patients on peritoneal dialysis end up with either a kidney transplant, transfer to hemodialysis, or dying. And despite recent interest in increasing home dialysis utilization, there has been no international comparison of these outcomes. This work used the Peritoneal Dialysis Outcomes and Practice Pattern Study, or PDOPS for short, to explore this and to examine factors associated with a greater risk of transfer to hemodialysis and death.
PDOPS is an observational cohort study with a large team contributing 7,121 patients across 218 centers in seven countries, making it the largest international PD cohort study so far. Patients were randomly selected from randomly selected units, making the findings as generalizable as possible.
The median time on PD ranged from 1.7 years in the UK to 3.2 years in Japan, with Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the US, and Thailand in between in that order. This variability was mostly driven by differences in kidney transplantation, with the UK having 32% of the PD patients transplanted over 3 years, compared to 2% in Japan. There were some smaller differences in the rates of deaths, with the highest in the US and Thailand, and lowest in Japan. Thailand was the only country where a lower rate of transfer to hemodialysis was substantially different to the other countries, but there were apparent differences between most countries in the causes of transfer to hemodialysis.
Higher rates of transfer to hemodialysis were associated with being younger, male, higher body mass index, having diabetes or psychiatric disorder, and a worse urine volume or plasma albumin. No practice patterns were associated with all-cause transfer to hemodialysis or death, including the proportion of patients at a clinic with a total weekly KT over V urea of 1.7 or higher. Overall, infection remained the most common cause of hemodialysis transfer across all countries.
In summary, there are large differences between countries in how long patients stay on peritoneal dialysis. This is mostly driven by transplantation, which has important consequences when looking to develop metrics to compare the quality of care for PD patients across facilities and around the world. The relatively short time on PD therapy overall at 2.3 years suggests that much more needs to be done to extend time on PD, which would also improve PD utilization.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.